Right, so my last slide in the last lecture was about the Einstein relation. And the Einstein relation was that the diffusion constant is the mobility times thermal energy divided by the electron charge. So this is the diffusion constant for electrons, and this is the electron mobility. The two of them are related. And we saw this in the simulation. I had a simulation. It was possible to set zero electric field, but a finite scattering time. And there were a bunch of electrons. And if there was a short scattering time, they diffused away slowly. And if I turned an electric field on, they moved slowly off to the left. And then if I increased the scattering time, so they traveled a longer distance before they scattered, they diffused more quickly. They moved off in different directions because they were just going in straight lines. They move out before they scatter, and so they diffuse more quickly. And also, that was closer to the ballistic regime. When I applied an electric field, they also moved quickly. So there's this relationship between diffusion and mobility. And now I'm going to try to establish a relationship between the electrical conductivity and the thermal conductivity. So the thermal conductivity you get when you apply a temperature gradient, and the electrical conductivity you get when you apply a voltage across the sample. And I have here exactly the slide I used for phonons. For phonons, I said there are particles, and the particles have some average energy. So the thermal current is the particle current times this average energy. And the internal energy is the average energy times the particle density. So if I now take this formula up here for the thermal current, it's the average energy times the particle current, and the particle current is minus the diffusion constant times the gradient in the concentration. And then looking at this up here, I can write that as minus the diffusion constant times the gradient in the internal energy. And the internal energy depends on temperature. So a gradient in the internal energy is the derivative of the internal energy with temperature times the gradient in the temperature. And the derivative of the internal energy with the temperature is the specific heat. So now I've got the energy current is minus the diffusion constant times the specific heat times the temperature gradient. And the thermal conductivity is just the proportionality between the temperature gradient and the energy current. So this quantity here, this K, is the diffusion constant times the specific heat. There's a minus sign in the formula because the energy flows from high temperatures towards low temperatures. So if the slope is positive, high temperature to right, low temperature to the left, the energy flows from high to low in the other direction. That gives the minus sign at this point. Okay, the thermal conductivity of the electrons goes to zero as temperature goes to zero because the specific heat goes to zero. We calculated the electronic specific heat. For metals, it typically goes linearly to zero. And the diffusion constant is the mobility times the temperature. So even if the mobility stays constant, as temperature goes to zero, the diffusion constant goes to zero. So the thermal conductivity of a metal will go to zero as temperature goes to zero.